Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Zevachim Daf Samach Beis Zevachim 62. In today's Daf Yomi, the Gemara wants to know how the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, the men of the Great Assembly, when they went up to rebuild the Second Temple, how they knew where everything was, how they knew the dimensions and the form of it. So the Gemara says, okay, we understand how they were able to figure out Minkara Tzura, so how they were able to figure out the dimensions of the sanctuary and the altar itself, but how did they know the place where the altar needed to be? Mizbeach. How did they know exactly where the altar was supposed to be? So the Gemara gives several answers to this question. First of all, the Gemara cites the position of Rabbi Elazar, and Rabbi Elazar says, Ro'um is Beach Banway. They saw an altar in a prophecy up in heaven. And they saw that Michael, the ministering angel, was standing in heaven bringing karbonos. And indeed, in the Gemara Menachos, Kuf Yud says that even in time with the destruction of the temple, when the temple was destroyed, Michal was up in heaven offering sacrifices. And so they knew that corresponding to that heavenly altar was the earthly altar. Comes along, and the Gemara gives a second answer, which we'll come back to in a moment, but first the Gemara will go to the fact that the Gemara cites the answer of Rabbi Shmuel Bar Nachmani, who says that they smelled it. They went around the whole altar, and the whole sanctuary smelled like the smell of ketores, a beautiful smell of incense, whereas in the place of the altar, they smelled the reach evarim, they smelled the smell of the limbs of the mizbeach. A Gemara then cites another answer in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that Rabbi Yochanan says that there were three prophets who went up with them from the diaspora, from the exile, and those three prophets we know to be Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi. One of them testified about the altar itself. One testified about the place of the altar. So the first one testified about the dimensions of the altar. The other one testified about where the altar was, so a prophet told them. And the third one testified that we can bring the sacrifices even though the temple has not been rebuilt. The Gemara cites a different Brisa, and the Brisa is that Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says there were three prophets who went up from the Gola. One testified about the altar and the place of the altar. The second one testified that we bring a sacrifice even though there is no Beis HaMikdash. And the third one testifies, and the third one testified that even though the Torah was originally given in what was called the Ivri script, now the Torah could be written in Tav Ashuris, meaning to say that now that they've returned from the exile, the script of the Torah could be changed. Now we skipped the second answer of the Gemara as to how do they know where the altar was, and the second answer is the answer that is brought by Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka, and he gives an astonishing answer. He says, Ephro shel Yitzchak Ra'ushem. He says, what do they see? They saw the ashes of Yitzhak that were placed in that place that was next to the altar. And this is an astonishing answer, because what do you mean? What ashes were Yitzhak were next to that altar? We know that the altar, that the Mizbeach was on the Mount Moriah. So why would the ashes of Yitzhak be on Mount Moriah? Yitzhak was not buried on Mount Moriah. And so for this reason, Rav Yaakov Emden, writing much later than the Gemara, writes that it must be that it's not referring to the ashes of Yitzhak, but it must be that it's referring to the ashes of the ram and the wood that Avram eventually offered up on the Mizbeach. That's what it's referring to, but it's not actually referring to the ashes of Yitzhak himself. And indeed, this is the explanation of the Marsha to Brachos 62b. He writes that it refers to the lamb that was brought in place of Yitzhak, the ram that was brought in place of Yitzhak. Comes along the Shiboli Aleket. The Shiboli Aleket precedes the Marsha by several hundred years, writing in Italy, and he writes a Midrash Agadah, which is fascinating. And his Midrash Agadah is that Yitzhak, when he went up on the altar during the Akedah of Yitzhak, actually Avraham slaughtered him. That Avram turned him into ashes, and his ashes were scattered around Mount Moriah. That actually, at the Akedah, Yitzhak did not go unscathed. That Avram actually brought the knife to him. And immediately when that happened, God brought down dew from Shemayim and resurrected him and revived him. And the ministering angels at that moment opened up and they blessed, Baruch atah Hashem, blessed are you God, Mechaye HaMesim. And so this Midrash supports our Gemara, because it says they saw the ashes of Yitzhak, which were scattered there. And indeed, Shiboli Aleket is not the only source for this, aside from the fact that our Gemara literally states they saw the ashes of Yitzhak, there was an early Tannaitic Midrash, Pirkei de Rebbe Elazar, and Pirkei de Rebbe Elazar cites this opinion in the name of Rebbe Yehuda. There's a slight difference there, that there, when the Pirkei de Rebbe Elazar cites it, he says that once the sword reached the neck of Isaac, Isaac's soul departed. Meaning to say, not that Avraham shechted Yitzhak, but that Isaac's soul departed. And then afterwards, after his soul departed, God brought that back, his soul, and revived him through the resurrection of the dead. And so, and that is, those are the ashes that we see at this time being referred to in our Gemara. There is a classic work about this, about these midrashim, called by Shalom Spiegel, written in Hebrew, but in English it's translated as a work called The Last Trial. And Spiegel talks about how these midrashim of Yitzhak actually being slaughtered or dying on Mount Moriah during the Akedah, during the near binding of Isaac, became incredibly meaningful to the Jewish community during the Middle Ages. Because what happened was, during the Middle Ages, Rachmana Litzlan, the Jews were being slaughtered by Latin Christendom and being told that after we slaughter you, we're going to take your children and convert them to Christianity. So some Jews, even though this was not supported by the rabbis, some Jews actually killed their children, and rather than having them being converted into Christendom and being raised against their faith. And so these Jews turned to these midrashim, which saw that Isaac was actually slaughtered by Abraham, as a source for their actions. A very, very controversial book and a classic work of the Akedah, finding support in this Gemara of Zevachim 62a.